Ladies and gentlemen, from the deep woods of Chatham County, Dr. Wayne Pond. Well, actually, he doesn't live in the woods, but he does live in Chatham County. And how are things out in the Farrington community today, big guy?
Happy to report from the wilds of North Chatham. It's cold, pal. That's what it is.
Really?
It's icy cold, yeah. What are you guys reading right now? 17, 18 degrees?
No,
I think that's what our thermometer says, too.
It's 21 degrees.
Oh, well, you're having a heat wave over there.
Yeah, well, we're here in the new W. Sanchel Studios at University Place. A very balmy 21 degrees.
Mm-hmm. I just love it. Well, Ron, Nikki, good morning. I got a dan dandy for you this morning. Here is a lovely little phrase. I suppose it ultimately derives from Latin and by way of modern Italian. And it is as much a question as it is a word of the day. Mm-hmm. Prepare yourself here. The word of the day, the phrase of the day is qui bono. Qui bono. Two words. Pay attention here. C-U-I. That's your first word. C as in cat. C-U-I. Followed by B-O-N-O. Qui bono. Now, I guess this is my supposition is that this is a phrase you might hear in a court of law.
Yeah.
The definition of qui bono, it's, by the way, a noun. To whose benefit? Who benefits? That's what you're asking when you say qui bono. And it strikes me that this is another way of phrasing the eternal political question, who's going to follow the money? Or are you following the money? And I just love it. So see if you can work that into the conversation today. How about it?
Well, yeah, that's a term that we should be hearing a lot today, I think. But that's the first time I've heard it thrown out there. Yeah.
Qui bono. And by the way, I just have to add a footnote to that. Speaking of following the money, have you guys heard that, this Michael Wolff book that's causing such an uproar in political circles, Fire and Fury?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you heard that that's the rumor on the Internet? Of course, we believe everything we see on the Internet.
Of course.
Follow Nikki's advice.
Mm-hmm.
This is about to be adapted into a TV movie. Are you aware of that?
No. No, I didn't know.
Starring
that.
Who?
Well, that's right.
Who wants to take that role?
Starring Alec Baldwin?
Well,
not really.
The good news here, according to what I'm reading, is that if Fire and Fury is actually made into a TV movie, it increases the chances that a certain orange bloviator will actually understand what the book says.
I don't know if you'd give him that much credit.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
well,
the same.
There we got TV movies and books and qui bono all wrapped up in the same package.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Friday. Stay warm. Talk to you next week.